Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford, the pastor of poetry. Today's inspirational message of hope is entitled Obeying When You Don't Understand. And our foundational scripture comes from Genesis, the 16th chapter, 1st through the 9th verses. And I will be reading from the NIV version. Now Sarah, Abram's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, "The Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." Abram agreed to what Sarah said. So Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years. Sarah, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarah said to Abram, "You are responsible for the wrong I am suffering. But I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me." "Your servant is in your hands," Abram said. "Do with her whatever you think best." Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. The angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, "Hagar, servant of Sarah, where have you come from and where are you going?" "I'm running away from my mistress Sarah," she answered. Then the angel of the Lord told her, "Go back to your mistress and submit to her." Then the angel added, "I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count." So I did say verses Genesis 16 chapter 1 through 9, but I actually read Genesis 1 through 10. So Abram, Sarah's husband, and really this is Sarah, because her name and Abraham's, their name change hadn't taken place yet. So Abram, Sarah's husband, did what his wife asked him to do. And he received Hagar as his wife to bear children for Sarah and Abram. But after Hagar conceived, Sarah got mad at Abraham and blamed him for her troubles. Now, we're talking about obeying when you don't understand. Hagar was Sarah's servant, and she was a humble servant. She was an obedient servant. She never talked back. She was very loyal. She was very faithful. She was very committed. Now, this text does not tell us that she wanted Abram, that she wanted to be with him, that she wanted to have a baby with this man. She did what she was told to do, obeying when you don't understand. Hagar also had her own God. She acknowledged that Abram and Sarah, they had their God, but Hagar had her own job. Had her own God while she's working this job as a slave, as a servant to Sarah. So now she obeys her, she's with Abram, and now she is pregnant. And she began to despise Sarah because she really didn't want to be pregnant. But she did what she was told to do, obeying when you don't understand. Even Abram, when Sarah presented the request, Abram obeyed her. Obeying when you don't understand. But Abram did not stand accountable to what God told him, because God never told him that he was going to have a child through Hagar. God told Abram that Sarah was going to have a baby for him. Nonetheless, Abram obeyed his wife Sarah. He went into his second wife Hagar, and Hagar got pregnant right away. So Abram, Sarah's husband, I'm going to go over that again, because he did what his wife asked him to do. And after his wife got the results that she wanted, guess what? She began to trip. Everybody liked to talk about Sarah and how graceful and how wonderful she was, how she laughed when she was told she was going to have a baby. And it's always good characteristics that are spoken about Sarah. But I want to break down some things to you, because Sarah had an attitude problem. Sarah was impatient. Sarah was controlling. Sarah was manipulative. And Sarah mistreated Hagar. Sarah was jealous of Hagar. After Hagar got pregnant by her husband, because she was too impatient and got tired of waiting on God and took matters into her own hands. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to this morning? Obeying when you don't understand. Can you imagine how Abram must have felt? Sarah, I was obedient to your request. I did what you asked me to do. I did what you required of me. I don't understand why you are so upset with me. Pause and think about that for a moment. Abram wasn't lusting after Hagar. Abram loved Sarah, and he was happy. He was content. He believed God. He was waiting on God. He never doubted. But when Sarah made the suggestion, guess what? He didn't tell her no. He didn't turn Hagar away. He went into Hagar, which means he had sexual intercourse with her, and she got pregnant. And when she got pregnant, Hagar began to mistreat her. So key point number one, when you obey instructions, whether it's from God, your employer, your husband, or your wife, sometimes you are going to be hated, you are going to be despised, and you were going to be mistreated. Hagar and Abram, they simply did what Sarah asked them to do. And as a result, Sarah got mad with them when the wicked, and I'm not going to say wicked, but the device that she devised, it was not from God. See, we have to be careful to hear from God and not lean to our own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your paths. So at some point, Sarah did not trust in God's word completely, because she came out of agreement with what God said, and she took matters into her own hands. And the moment she even thought about presenting Hagar to Abram to have this baby for her, she was really using her as a surrogate mother. But it was just a thought. But the moment Sarah's thought transferred into words, and she spoke those words out of her mouth, that thought was activated. And the moment she activated that thought, she came out of agreement with God's word. Now, Amos 3:3 says, can two walk together except they agree? The moment Hagar came out of agreement with God's word, she failed to walk with God. And as a result, confusion entered into their household. Jealousy, envy, and strife. Division and separation. We're talking about obeying when you don't understand. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And today's message is found in Genesis, the 16th chapter, the 1st through the 10th verses. So, Hagar, a servant of Sarah, she was obedient to Sarah when she presented her to Abram so that she could build their family for them. So here, I don't know about you, but I see Hagar still being humble, still a servant, still a slave girl, married to Abram, pregnant. She's going to help them build their family. But the moment Hagar conceives, Sarah begins to despise Hagar. Sarah begins to mistreat Hagar. And as a result of Sarah's mistreatment, Hagar ran away. Did you run away from somebody that has been mistreating you? Have you run away from somebody that has been despising you? Can you imagine how Hagar felt when Sarah began to mistreat her? I was only being obedient, doing what I was asked to do, doing what I was required to do. And now I'm being mistreated. I don't understand. So as I began to meditate on this story, I thought about obedient people that have been mistreated by employees, by pastors, by husbands, by wives, by children. And like Hagar, chose to run away from the situation because they didn't understand the greater work that was being performed. You see, Hagar was instructed to go back to her mistress and submit to her. Have you ever in the past, or are you presently now facing a similar situation where you have been mistreated and God is telling you to go back and submit? If you answer yes, rest assured that God is in control. God will defend you. God will make a way for you, just like God made a way for Hagar. Now, the Encarta Dictionary defines submit as to yield, to accept somebody else's authority or will, especially reluctantly or under pressure. So are you under pressure today? Pause and think about that. And as I connect that question with Sarah, with Hagar, and with Abram, they were under pressure. Because their household was peaceful. But because Sarah chose to lean to her own understanding, she brought confusion into her home. And for real, we have our first incident in the Bible where Hagar gets pregnant by Abram. Because her handmaiden, her boss, Sarah was her boss. Sarah wanted her to be her surrogate mother and get pregnant by Abram, and she did. And then Hagar gets pregnant. Sarah gets angry. She gets jealous. She's controlling. She mistreats Hagar. Hagar runs away. God tells her to go back. And I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but later on in the story, as Ishmael, which is Hagar's and Abram's son, is growing and maturing and is so loved by his father, Sarah doesn't like Ishmael. And when she actually gets pregnant, when God confirmed his word in Sarah's life, and she got pregnant and Isaac was born, Sarah mistreated Ishmael and Hagar and told Abram, get rid of them. I don't want them to be here anymore. So how many relationships, how many marriages where that man or that woman, they have children with somebody else, but they're in your household, but you're mistreating them and you really don't want them there? Hello, can we talk? Can we be honest this morning? We're talking about obeying when you don't understand. Sarah was out of order. Ishmael was teasing and taunting, but guess what? I'm not supporting his behavior. He was wrong. Sarah was wrong. But Sarah wasn't treating him right either. So we can provoke people. And then when people retaliate, then we have a problem. Sarah was out of order through this whole text through this whole situation. But nonetheless, Ishmael wasn't the promise. Isaac was the promise. So Ishmael was sent away with his mother. So right here, I want to share 1 Peter, the 4th chapter, the 12th and the 13th verses. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. You see, trials come in and out of our lives, and although we may not understand it at the time, God is using the trials to build character. God is developing the fruit of the Spirit within us. So I want to go back to Sarah for a moment, because Sarah displayed some of the fruit of darkness, which is found in Galatians, the 5th chapter, along with the fruit of the Spirit. You see, when she was trusting God and she was walking with God, she was walking in the Spirit. But the moment she began to operate in the flesh, she began to operate in the fruits of darkness, where she was empowered to mistreat Hagar and Ishmael. Now, going back to men and women that have children by other men and women, and then they're married or they're living with someone that have children, but it's not their children. Any way you want to look at it. A lot of times that woman doesn't want to have anything to do with another person's child, or that man doesn't want to have anything to do with another man's child. What's up with that? If you love me, you take all of me. You take what comes along with me. If you can't handle that, then you need to step off. It's just that simple. But I want to break this thing down to you, because we have too many broken homes because the spirit of Sarah is running rampant. We're talking about obeying when you don't understand. Are you obeying God or are you obeying man? When somebody comes to you and presents an offer, and they present a request to you, your reasonable service is to take it to God and ask God to lead you and guide you with answering that person's request. You see, Abram did not go to God. Abram accepted what was presented to him. And it opened up so much. And to this day, we are experiencing the lingering effects of Sarah's decision, because Ishmael was not the chosen child for Abraham. Isaac was. So this war with Islam and Christianity is going strong today. And guess what? Isaac, the descendants of Isaac, the descendants of Ishmael, Abraham is still their father, and he's going to always be their father. But this war that's going on right now, guess what? Sarah took matters into her own hands, and she leaned to her own understanding. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you. Some of us are going through trials, tests, and tribulations because we didn't go to God. We didn't seek his face, and we leaned to our own understanding. And that's okay. We learn from our mistakes. We should be learning from our mistakes. But today, one of the key prayer points that I want to present, please pray for parents. Please pray for parents that are raising other children that are not theirs. Please pray for children that are being mistreated because the male, the female, the boyfriend or the girlfriend or the husband or the wife don't like them. and dig this, they have no reasonable service not to like them, other than the fact that they did not birth them. They did not bring them into this world. And whatever happened, whatever the circumstances are, that child is here. And if you're dealing with that man, if you're dealing with that woman, and you mistreating their child, you out of order, just like Sarah. And you're going to answer to God for your behavior and what you are doing. Now, on the flip side of that, we have many men, we have many women that are raising and taking care of another man's children, another woman's child or children. And it's beautiful. We have many men that are raising children that they did not give birth to, but they are more of a father to these children than the fathers are that don't have nothing to do with their children. And the same goes for the mothers that are taking care of these children that they did not birth in this world. They're more of a mother to these children than their own mothers. But this is not an opportunity to fault find or to criticize or to judge. We don't know the circumstances. We don't know the situation. And I'm bringing this awareness so that we can start praying and interceding, because the spirit of brokenness is running rampant in families today. And nothing new, there's nothing new under the sun. Abraham had a happy home until Sarah took matters into her own hands and leaned to her own understanding. She stopped trusting God and she tried to be God. And with her controlling self, she began to mistreat her humble, loyal, faithful servant, Hagar, that did nothing but honor her, respect her, love her, and obey her until the day that she started rejecting her. So I want to talk about the fruit of the Spirit for a moment, because the first fruit of the Spirit is love. And the last one is temperance, which is self-control. And in the middle, you have joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness. And you'll find that scripture in Galatians, the 5th chapter. And you'll also find the works of darkness in the 5th chapter as well. Give me one moment while I turn to Galatians 5 so I could give you the exact scripture. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to The Heartbeat of God. I pray that something said today is blessing you, is helping you. Today's topic is entitled Obeying When You Don't Understand. What do you do when you are asked to do something that you really don't want to do? And then when you're asked to do it, you get pregnant and you have to have this baby that you wasn't prepared for, and then you get mistreated. That's a tough situation. And there are many people that have been in situations where they got pregnant with things. And I'm not talking about a baby. You see, when any level of intimacy that you spend with a person, you get impregnated. Something is deposited inside of you. We receive things from each other. And sometimes we can receive spiritual babies that are born into chaos because they were it was created in chaos. Sarah asked Hagar to marry her husband and have this baby for her. In the spirit and in the physical, a lot of things were taking place. In the natural, Hagar, she carried Ishmael. She had a good pregnancy. She had Ishmael. Everything was going fine. Abram was falling in love with his son. But in the spirit realm, a whole lot of stuff was going on. And in the spirit realm, the fruit of the spirit was no longer operating inside of Sarah. So now Sarah embraces the fruit of darkness. So now she's operating in the spirit of hatred, which I want to identify the spirit of Haman. And the spirit of Haman is running rampant today in the body of Christ. And Haman was an angry man. He was a bitter man. He was full of resentment. And he mistreated Mordecai because Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him. Sarah opened the door to a lot of unnecessary warfare that entered her home. Are you pregnant today? Are you pregnant physically with a baby inside of your womb? And are you pregnant today with a spiritual baby? Pause and think about that. How are you nurturing your babies, whether it's physical or spiritual? What are you doing to protect your babies? Because somebody is going to dislike your baby, your natural baby and your spiritual baby. The level of warfare that you are going to experience because of your physical or your spiritual baby is going to challenge you, is going to mature you, and you're going to gain proper understanding of 1 Peter 4 verses 12 through 13 that says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you, but rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." So let's take a look at Galatians 5, and we're going to begin at verse 19, because I'm going to just introduce you to the fruits of darkness. And now the works, and that's Galatians 5, we're going to start at the 19th and the 20th, the 19th chapter, 20th and 21. And then the fruit of the spirit begins at verse 22 and verse 23. So we're going to talk about the works of the flesh, which are the fruits of darkness. And remember, I said that Sarah, in the beginning, she was walking in the spirit. She was displaying the fruits of the spirit. But at some point, she began to walk in the flesh because she came out of agreement with God's word and she took matters into her own hands. And Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together except they agree?" So the moment she came out of agreement with God's word, she failed to walk with God and she began to walk on the dark side. So she was influenced by the fruit of the spirit. I mean, the works of the flesh. And that's why we need to be very, very careful when we're angry, when we're upset, when we have major decisions that we need to make. We need to stop, we need to drop, and we need to pray. We need to apply Matthew 6:33. "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." God is available to us. All we have to do is go to him in prayer. We don't have to lean to our own understanding. But sometimes we think we know it all. Sometimes we think we have it all together. And Sarah thought she had it all together. But she created her own problem, and then she got angry and started mistreating people. So this message is really opening or preparing, laying the foundation, because the spinoff from this is going to take us right into eloquently speaking about controlling spirits from a biblical perspective. So I'm going to break down the characteristics of a controlling spirit and how it works with the spirit of manipulation and intimidation to gain control and instill fear in the people that they're trying to control and manipulate. So I really, really pray that you stay tuned in. Every Saturday, I will be sharing part two of this series until, you know, God says differently. But I pray that this is blessing you. And the title again is Obeying When You Don't Understand. When we obey God, when we do what God wants us to do, sometimes we don't understand. And we can do the right thing and still get hurt. We can do the right thing and experience mistreatment. We can do the right thing and still suffer some things. But it's part of the process. And most people, they want to run away from the hurt and the pain like Hagar did. But once Hagar met God, God told her, go back, humble yourself and submit to Sarah's authority. And some of us today, we need to go back and humble ourselves and submit, because we ran away out of our emotions, out of our feelings, and we responded to the mistreatment. So the message here is hurt people hurt people. Sarah was hurt and she hurt Hagar. Sarah was hurt and she hurt Abram. It's time for the wounded healers to rise up and start healing the ones that are hurt, so that we can all get healed and be on one accord and do what God is calling us to do. So let me go back to Galatians 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So there we have the works of the flesh. That's recorded in Galatians, the 5th chapter, 19 through 21st verses. So now we're going to read the fruit of the Spirit, which is found in Galatians, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start reading at verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Now, I'm going to keep reading to the end of this chapter. Now, verse 24, it says, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Pause and think about that. Because in the body of Christ today, oh my gosh, there is just so many people that are desirous of vainglory. There are so many people in the body of Christ that are provoking one another. There are so many people in the body of Christ that are envying one another, that are jealous, and they are choosing to walk in the flesh. They are choosing to embrace the works of the flesh because they lean into their own understanding. And let me make it perfectly clear. When we lean to our own understanding, we do what we want to do. We respond to our emotions, we respond to our feelings, and we say the first thing that come out of our mouths. And we don't care what we say. We don't care who we hurt. And words hurt. Are you displaying the fruits of darkness? Or are you displaying the fruit of the Spirit? Now, I don't care who you are. I don't care what your title is. If you have a title, you don't have a title. This message is for anybody that say they are a part of God's family and you have accepted Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and personal Savior. We all fall short of the glory of God and we all make mistakes. But when we fall short, it's important that we get back up knowing who we are and whose we are. 2 Chronicles 7:14, we need to repent every day throughout the day. And the moment we fall short, we need to come into agreement with repenting and show true humility before God. And I'm going to tell you why. Obeying when you don't understand is so important. When we fall short of the glory of God, we have to be quick to repent and ask God to forgive us. And we have to forgive ourselves. Now, true guilt, when we feel sorry for what we did, it will move us to God. We will go to God. We will say, God, I'm sorry. I did such and such. Please forgive me. I don't want to do it anymore. And we need to be honest with God because sometimes we enjoy what we're doing and it brings us pleasure. And that's why some people have a hard time overcoming some of their areas where they fall short. But if we go to God and we're honest with Him, He will help us. He will lead us. He will guide us. And the struggle won't be so bad because 9 times out of 10, we try to hide the struggle from God. And God sees it. God sees everything that we do. All of the dirty, stinky stuff that we try and hide and say, oh, that's too much for God. I know God loves me, but I don't want Him to see that part of me. Brother, sister, God see it all. He is El Roi. He is the God that sees all things. He saw what Sarah did. He saw what Hagar did. He saw what Abram did. And guess what? He still loved them. So I want you to take this message to God today. Because you know what? God loves you. God loved Isaac. God loved Ishmael. God loved Hagar. God loved Abram. And God loved Sarah. When will we make the right choice to please God? When will we make the right choice to come out of agreement with the spirit of hatred, racism, and discrimination? Because at the end of the day, Abram had 2 children. One was a Muslim. The other was a believer. But they were brothers. But there was a gap. There was a spirit of hatred. There was a spirit of anger. There was a spirit of bitterness and resentment and mistreatment. And guess what? It all started with Sarah. Sarah mistreated Hagar. Who are you mistreating today? Who are you looking down on today? Who did you run away today, yesterday, or last week, or last month, or last year? Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? We're talking about obeying when you don't understand. Obeying when you don't understand is a wonderful opportunity to grow into spiritual maturity by performing self-examination and asking God to show you in the midst of the trial, the tribulation, the test, the hurt, the pain. All too often, we focus on the people, the situation, and the mistreatment that we have received. And God is looking at our response to what is happening. God is looking at our motives. God is looking at our attitudes. God is looking at how we are going to react and respond to the trials, to the tests, to the tribulations, to the hurt, to the pain, to the mistreatment? Are you going to stay in agreement with God's word and walk in the spirit, or are you going to walk in the flesh? You see, God wants to prune our branches today so that we can produce ripe, juicy fruit that is certified by the Holy Ghost. John 15, verse 1 through 4, it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken over you. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. Remember when Peter walked on the water, he obeyed when he didn't understand. And when the waves started crashing around him, Peter lost his focus. He took his eyes off of Jesus and he began to sink. But the moment he called out to Jesus, guess what? Jesus rescued him. Don't take my words. Go to Matthew's the 14th chapter and read it for yourself. We're talking about obeying God when he didn't understand. David submitted to Saul's authority over his life, and time after time after time, and like Hagar, he ran too. Why did he have to run away? He had to run away because Saul wanted to kill him. Saul was blinded with jealousy and envy, just like Sarah. And he didn't realize that David had his best interest at heart, just like Hagar had Sarah's best interest at heart. And just like many believers in the body of Christ have their spiritual leaders' best interest at heart. But guess what? They operating in the spirit of Saul, and they operating in the spirit of Hagar, and they controlling and manipulative, and they mistreating people. They jealous and envious and full of strife. They operating in the works of the flesh. They operating in the fruits of darkness, and they causing division and separation in the body of Christ. And God is not pleased obeying when you don't understand. Saul was blinded by jealousy and envy, just like Sarah was. And neither of them realized that David and Hagar had their best interest at heart. And to learn about David's story with Saul, you can read 1 Samuel, the 18th chapter. So as I come to the close, I just want to say a short prayer. Father, help us to obey you when we don't understand. Help us to trust you with our whole heart and lean not unto our own understanding. Help us to acknowledge you in all of our ways so that you can direct our paths. Help us to obey those that you have placed over us, and teach us how to submit to their authority over our lives as unto you. And help us to render our service as unto the Lord. Father, help us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, so that all of these things can be added unto us. And God, I'm asking that you remove the scales from blinded eyes today. I'm asking, God, that you would release the spiritual illumination of your word. I'm asking, God, that you would minister to the hearts and minds of your people that have been mistreated for being obedient. Many people have been obedient and they have been mistreated. They have been misunderstood. They have been ostracized. They have been criticized. They have been rejected, just like Hagar was. And many people left God, and many people left you, and many people are mad with you because of the misrepresentation of all of the Hagars, of all of the Sarahs and all of the Sauls, that are misrepresenting you, that are hurting your people. And my heart's cry today, God, is that you will release your miracle healing power, that you would release the working of miracles, God. I'm asking right now in the name of Jesus that you hear my humble cry, and I call forth a spirit of repentance. May every spiritual leader repent for mistreating any shepherd that's been under their authority. Any leader that has been jealous and envious of another person, whether it's a colleague, another minister, another brother in Christ, a sister in Christ. Father God, deliver the body of Christ from the spirit of jealousy and envy and strife. Deliver the body of Christ from the works of the flesh. Heal us. Deliver us. Rescue us. Because we're doing a bad job. We're hurting your people, God. We want to do a better job. And I thank you for those that are doing an excellent job. Those that are representing you with a spirit of excellence. Those that are walking in the spirit. Those that are demonstrating love. Those that are loving your people. Those that are helping your people. Those that are restoring your people. God, I bless them today. I cover them today with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. I thank you for being a hedge of protection around them. I thank you for using them as model leaders, oh God. To educate and show those that are doing the opposite of what you want done. Father, such a simple message that started out with Abraham, Sarah, and Hagar. But the bigger picture, the bigger lesson in all of this is 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, only then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. And God, I thank you for your word that will not come back void. I call forth a spirit of repentance today, oh God. Oh Father, have mercy on the body of Christ today. Have mercy on the spiritual leaders today, oh God. I pray for all of the Sarahs, all of the Sauls, God, all of the Hagars. I pray for all of the Ishmaels, God. I pray for all of the Isaacs, oh God. Everybody has one thing in common, and it's separation, and it's hurt, and it's pain, and it's misunderstandings. So, I seal this prayer with the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. And I thank you for this message. I thank you for how you're even ministering to me now. I thank you, God, for releasing revelation knowledge. Thank you for part two. Thank you for the times of preparation to prepare this message, God. Thank you for the warning signs of controlling spirits. Use this message today for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Heartbeat of God on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network, which is God's Love Network. And our theme for 2018 is more love in 2018. May you experience God's love today in a dynamic way. May God supersize your love today. May you walk in love. May you give love. And may you receive love. I love you. I thank God for you. Have a wonderful day. Go in peace. And meditate on Philippians 4:13 that says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you.
At the end of the day, it's all about a choice. We choose to be strengthened, or we choose to remain weak. We choose to love, and we choose to hate. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.